there for you. And Fiona's going to come and lead us in sung worship. We know there's a variety of ways to worship God, but singing is such a powerful thing to do. It's our participation with God and worship with our voices in this way. And so often we think about the rhythm, or we listen to the music, but not necessarily the words sometimes, or it might be the other way. We listen to the words, but whatever it is, it's a vehicle for us to respond to God. So I invite you to do that as Fiona leads us today.
Okay. Awesome. Our first song this morning, we have three MP4 guys, just to let you know where we're going. And the first song is a children's song, but we're all kids at heart. So we can all stand and sing our first song. It, as Lynn was talking about the brokenness, we're fixed in the love that Jesus has for us. And it's that love that is really special. He loves each one of us and wants to fix those broken things. Okay? Thanks, Joe. We all stand. Precious is your life with us and in us today. just like to sit down for a moment before we sing the next song. I might have noticed there's a piece of art here, and it's prophetic art, and I painted it myself. And prophetic art, if you don't know what that is, it's just the Spirit of God leading me to paint and express what it is that He's put in my spirit. And often I don't see what it is until the picture's complete and it opens up that truth that I'm carrying in my spirit. This one, the Lord spoke to me about the three trees. And I could speak to you a lot about what I believe, you know, that is saying. But the prophetic art is what it speaks to each one. It's what it says to you. And there's obviously two trees there, but there's actually three. So that's your journey of discovery. So I really felt to bring that today. And I just wanted to read from Romans 3. Since we've compiled this long and sorry record as sinners, it's all of us, and prove that we are utterly incapable of living the glorious life that God wills for us. God did it for us. Out of sheer generosity, He put us right in right standing with Himself. A pure gift, the word says. He got us out of the mess that we're in, the brokenness that Lynn was talking about, and restored us to where He always wanted us to be. And He did it by means of Jesus Christ. Just a moment to pray. Thank you, Lord, that this is your gift to us, life. That we all have this one thing in common. Wherever our thoughts stream from, or whatever part of the body we're in, we all have this one thing in common. You, Jesus, are the gift of life that you bring. And Lord, I thank you for that gift here this morning. I thank you that gift is with each one of us, that love is manifest in this place and brings us together with one heart to love you and to worship you. And to be so thankful, Lord, for the journey that we are on with you, to the cross, in the cross, and through the cross. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, we come to you now, needing all that you have for us. Because as your word says, we absolutely, utterly can't do it without you. So come, Holy Presence of God. Enable us, lead us, guide us, help us. We need you, Lord. Thank you, Joe, for staying with us. God, it is you that causes us to rise up. It is you who strengthens us. Thank you, Lord, that we are strengthened in the love and the grace that is upon our lives. And I thank you for that right now, that it meets every need, that we will rise up in our circumstances, whatever they be they sad, joyous, broken, or full, Lord, that we will soar on the wings of eagles, as it is in the sight of the Lord. In your strength, renewed today. Our last song, Eagle's Wings.
I am Lord.
information was, Lord, you prefer. I thank you for the promise of your love touching each and every one. Manifesting in our lives, Lord, to heal the broken places, to lift up and make strong, Lord. Oh, let your breath come, Lord, and breathe on each one of us that new, fresh, refreshing life, strength, and hope.
Last week, worshipping at Otama, we had just such a wonderful time of prayer, intercessory prayer. It was a wonderful flow, really, the sense of the Spirit of the Lord on it. And it's a wonderful thing to be able to turn our attention to others. And this morning, we're going to take time because I think it's important that we give not just ourselves, but we go beyond this over the hill for those we can't see last night. Hit those hidden from sight. So I'm going to ask just one or two that might like to lead in prayer for others. And that could be whatever's on your heart. There's a couple of things that I would like to just suggest to us. One of them is that there's a young woman called Shelley that is known to us and a former work colleague of Bethel, and she's just been discovered she has leukemia, pretty serious stuff, and as a burden, she's not yet a Christ follower, but we sense that Bethel has this sort of this burden and this vision that that she might be blessed with finances, with a gift of love that comes from the heart of God. That would, you know, when God gives a burden about some of these, sometimes it's important to follow through and see what He would do in the life of someone else. So her name's Shelley. So you might like to pray for her. That God, in His goodness, would bring His love and His healing and His mercy to her. Also, Camp Columba, there's, I think it's on Friday night, is the Pokanui sort of cultural thing going on, and Camp Columba is going to be there as a team. It's the Pokanui Cultural Fest, it's called, and they're going to be promoting the children's ministry, and I've also got a whole bunch of what's happening at Camp Columba. If you'd like to have one of these, take away a look. Yeah. They're just a couple of things that perhaps we could bring before the Lord at this time, so I'd invite one or two to lead us as we pray together just right now. Let's do that, shall we?
Lord, I really want to bring Shelley to you and her partner Brendan and their two kids. And Lord, just the rapidness of this diagnosis, and in hospital in a couple of hours. And the treatment, but it's just been a whirlwind of tests and chemo and something that was so unexpected for them. And Lord, I know she doesn't believe in you, but I pray that she will come to love you. She'll come to have a passion on her heart for you with Brendan and with the kids, that Lord, you'd do an amazing miracle in their lives. That this would just so turn them upside down that they'd cry out to you and come to know you. Lord, I pray for all of our work colleagues that are so affected by this, and Lord, I pray for each one of them that not only Shelley's household will come to know the Lord, but there would be others that see what you do in her life, and it would be transformed to those that she works with.
So we just lift up Shelley and we lift up Doug and Ethel as they will put contact there as well. They will know how to pray and bring your help to the situation. Lord, we pray for your specific wisdom right now, for today. For whatever voices, whatever noise, and whatever things are being communicated. we pray for your specific wisdom to be communicated to the churches. That we lift our wishes into your eyes and into health and wholeness. We pray for the shalom of peace and wholeness of the living God to be heard. And Lord, that there would be a testimony to you as you're lifting and to restore and you're bringing the wholeness.
Dear Lord, we call to Columba before you and all those who work there. Especially we remember the new manager who's just stepped into that role this week. Pray for him that he would get a good handle on everything that goes on there. And we just pray for these children's holiday camps coming up. We pray for Steph and the big role that she has in organising that. And for all the young leaders who are coming, we pray that each one might know and be very aware of your spirit working in their lives and through them into these children's lives. And we pray that there will be many lives changed there for you. In Jesus' name.
Yes. So Lord, we bring prayers that are spoken and unspoken, cries of our heart, concerns that are on our minds and on our hearts before you at this time, Lord. And we pray that in your goodness and in your mercy, there would be an outpouring of your love and a response to those prayers. And so we ask this in the mighty name of Jesus and for his glory. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that.